got AC? Well, Honolulu Civil Beat's Christina Jedra has a story about how the demand of air conditioning could threaten our green energy goals. She joins us from Civil Beat's Kaimuki Studios. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Catherine.
So I don't have air conditioning in my bedroom. And it is
yeah,
hot.
I don't either. I moved here a couple months ago and was surprised that, a lot of places here don't have air conditioning. And it really got me thinking about how temperatures are rising and more people are going to rely on AC. And my suspicion was correct. I checked in with Hawaiian Electric and they told me that in 1970, only 14% of residential customers on Oahu had AC and 2% on the neighbor islands. Back in 1970. Today, nearly 70% of customers on Oahu have AC, more than half in Maui County, and over 30% on the Big Island. So people are really feeling the need to get AC that used to be a luxury, but is very much a necessity for some folks now.
I am just struck by those figures. 68%.
It's a huge increase, yeah.
And then the breakdown by islands, too.
Right. Yeah. I mean, traditionally, residents built homes for natural cooling, right? So they didn't really have a need for it. They set up their windows to facilitate ventilation. They put in jalousies to let in the breeze. But, increasingly, that's just not enough. And then you put in fans, and sometimes that's not enough. So people are feeling the need to cool down. But it raises some concerns when it comes to energy demands in the environment.
Yeah, so why is it bad?
Yeah, so AC is kind of bad for climate change in two ways. One, it requires these refrigerant chemicals that give off greenhouse gases, and that exacerbates climate change. And then the second way that it worsens climate change is the energy demand. So the more AC we're using to cool off from a warming world, we need more sometimes dirty energy sources, more coal, that kind of thing, just more energy, period, to feed our AC habit. And it's just making it worse. So we're kind of stuck in this vicious cycle. Meanwhile, Hawaii is trying to transition to all renewable energy. So this is the increased AC usage is really going to be a challenge for us.
And the governor did, make good on his pledge to air condition a lot of our classrooms, our public school classrooms. And some of those I know are on solar, but I think people are cranking it up so that the batteries aren't lasting, I think, right?
Yeah, it's tricky because it is necessary. I mean, especially for our keiki and kupuna, you want to keep people safe and able for when it comes to kids, be able to learn. My story doesn't argue that we shouldn't be using AC, but it's more about being mindful of energy efficiency. The state has this mandate to get to 100% of it's renewable energy for electricity by 2040. So we're going to have to be smarter about the ways that we're cooling down.
So as far as then what we need to do, I mean, I know that they're looking at redoing the codes, the building codes, but that's an issue too.
Right. So on each island, there's been sort of like a trickle down of policy. There's a national code change, a state code change, and then each county's kind of figuring out what they want to do for new construction. So officials are trying to say, we need X amount of electric vehicles. We need this kind of insulation for new construction to try to make it as energy efficient as possible so that we can meet our goals. This doesn't address old construction, and that's a lot of the kinds of homes that Hawaii had traditionally that are very open to the breeze. So there hasn't been a lot of talk on how to deal with that and how we would potentially insulate those formerly breezy homes. So it may be an expensive problem for some people as it heats up.
I know the Hawaii Energy folks have been really pushing purchasing, more efficient appliances and things to kind of help keep people's bills down. But yeah, I imagine if you put in an AC, you're going to see your bills go up.
Yeah, for sure. There are ways to kind of keep your bills down. So a lot of folks think they can make it through the summer and just try to bear through it. But then they run to the store when it gets really hot and they get like the whatever's on sale, the cheapest window unit. Those cheap ones aren't necessarily energy efficient. Sometimes if you're able to, it's worth investing upfront on a more energy efficient unit. That will keep your bills down and also is, you know, better for the environment because it draws less energy.
Well, I'm happy for the trades and the rain today because it has been rather hot. And this summer, I know I traveled to California where it was 106. And when you, you die. You do.
Right. It's such a global problem right now. The International Energy Agency actually said increased AC usage is going to, it's one of the big blind spots in our energy debate. And, you know, people across the world are finding themselves having to rely more and more on it as the globe warms. So it's important that here in Hawaii we're talking about this and then across the world. You know, by 2050, the International Energy Agency estimates that the world will have 5.6 billion air conditioners. So that's 10 new ACs sold every second for the next 30 years. So it's important that we continue the discussion.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Christina.
Thanks for having me.
That was reporter Christina Jedra with today's Reality Check. To read her full story, visit sybilbeat.org.